The Imitation of Christ, Chapter 12. The Value of Adversity. It is good for us to have trials and troubles at times, for they often remind us that we are on probation and ought not to hope in any worldly thing. It is good for us sometimes to suffer contradiction, to be misjudged by men, even though we do well and mean well. These things help us to be humble and shield us from vainglory. When, to all outward appearances, men give us no credit, when they do not think well of us, then we are more inclined to seek God, who sees our hearts. Therefore, a man ought to root himself so firmly in God that he will not need the consolations of men. When a man of good will is afflicted, tempted, and tormented by evil thoughts, he realizes clearly that his greatest need is God, without whom he can do no good. Saddened by his miseries and suffering, he laments and prays. He wearies of living longer and wishes for death, that he might be dissolved and be with Christ. Then he understands fully that perfect security and complete peace cannot be found on earth.